0010.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to a representative from a foundation straight ahead. And a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative of SportsCarDigest.com. Along the way, we're going to take your calls at the regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, also my all-encompassing radio website, boblongradio.com. Also, check out the network's website, lots of cool things there, gcnlive.com. You can listen live when you're away from your favorite radio station. You can listen to archives of the program. You can listen to programs on demand. You can also subscribe to a podcast of this show and other fine shows just by logging on to www.gcnlive.com. We have an answer on a trivia question from a previous hour of the broadcast. That is the year of production, the first year of production for the Pacer from American Motors. The correct year is 1975, and the winner is Georgette, who happens to be in Nevada. Thank you very much, Georgette, and we'll put you in the running for that cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Meanwhile, let's throw out another trivia question. We'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. Remember the old television show Starsky and Hutch? It was a show from the 1970s. It was redone recently within the last three, four, 5 years by Ben Stiller. And I believe Owen Wilson did a modern-day incarnation of Starsky and Hutch. What kind of vehicle did Starsky and Hutch drive in the television show as well as in the more recent movie rendition of the same name, Starsky and Hutch? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, we're going to tell you all about a foundation. It's called the L.A. Nice Foundation, and to tell us all about it, it is my pleasure to welcome Cheryl Green to Auto World. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate every opportunity I get to speak about the foundation.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about why you decided to start this foundation?
Well, it was a surprise to me, actually. I had been down to a bookstore. I live right outside of Atlanta and had gone to a bookstore and found this book on a remainder table. It had actually been out of print for a year or so, and it caught my eye. It had a smiling woman sitting on a Bugatti, and I knew at that point it had to be some sort of underdog story. And I read the reviews on the back and paid $5 and took it home and just absolutely fell in love with the character that was portrayed.
Excellent. Well, tell us about this woman, L.A. Nice. Tell us a little bit about her life, because I'm really not that familiar with it, Cheryl.
Well, she was born just outside of Paris in a small village, and as she grew up, she found she had a talent for sport. She was always biking, or as she grew, she would hike, do lots of outdoor things, and she was very good at them. She ended up leaving that little town and heading for the bright lights of Paris as a late teen, 18, 19, mm-hmm. and became a Follies dancer, which is not a terribly reputable occupation, but nonetheless, she was good at it and ended up even acting some with Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
So quite a diverse woman.
She was. She was an artist a bit. She sang, she danced. And through those associations, she ended up meeting some of the right people, meeting some race car drivers, as well as Ettore Bugatti. And he was kind enough to sell her one of his secondhand Bugatti T35.
No kidding. Wow. And did she go on to race that vehicle?
She did. She actually raced an Omega 6 first, and then right around 1928, 29, 30, she was doing, they had these concours de féminine, which were basically fashion shows with high-end cars. And that's how she started, was doing those, and then ended up having the chance to race at speed and found out that that was, that up to that point, it was the biggest thrill of her life. She loved it.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely very fabulous, interesting woman. As you say, she's a dancer, she's a driver, and just all around very, very interesting. So tell us a little bit more about the foundation. How are you generating funds for it?
Well, initially, and up until a short time ago, all the funds had come out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like this was something that I had to do. And I had contacted, after reading the book, I had contacted Miranda Seymour, who was the author of The Bugatti Queen, who pledged her support to me with whatever she could do. And she and I have become friends. She has introduced me to a great many people, including Dr. Patricia Lee Young of the University of Houston, who's an automotive historian. And through these people, as well as meeting Lynn St. James, the retired race car driver, I have been able to start several other little projects. I've got an eBay auction that has come and gone, but we're raising money through all types of ways. Grassroots, I have a donate button on my web, on my blog, and just getting the word out. I've had a wonderful woman named Cindy Meidel of Car PR USA who had contacted me through John Montgomery of Fiat Lancia Unlimited that you interviewed not too long ago. And Cindy has set up this entire PR campaign because she's become so entranced with Helle Nice as well.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So, mm-hmm. So everything has just gone out. PR has gone out all around the world. I have a wonderful group of people over in France who are setting up a ceremony. I've raised almost all of the money for a grave marker for this wonderful woman. She never had a grave marker. And so we have set up this ceremony on the 4th of September,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to mark her grave. And we actually have, at this point, we have an estimate of up to 500 people that are going to attend,
which is more than
live in this little village.
Wow. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if anybody has any questions about the Helle Nice Foundation, or if you'd like to answer the trivia question which we have out there about the vehicle utilized in the television version of Starsky and Hutch, as well as the more recent day movie version of Starsky and Hutch, 800-259-9231. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we're going to continue to talk with Cheryl Green all about the Helle Nice Foundation. We'll find out about some of the goals of the foundation. We'll also find out more about this upcoming ceremony, which is going to be held in France, as Cheryl told us, very soon, to mark the grave of this very interesting and quite fascinating lady. When we come back on the other side, so don't go away. You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World.
days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and they'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We are chatting with Shelley Green all about a very interesting foundation. I'm learning a lot about it. It's called the L.A. Nice Foundation, and we're going to continue to talk to Cheryl about that. Meanwhile, we get a trivia question out there. The car utilized by Starsky and Hutch in the TV show of the 70s, in the movie of a few years back, starring Ben Stiller. Let's go to Steve, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Appreciate
Hi,
it.
Sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Just driving down the road listening, and definitely know the answer to that. It's 1976 Ford Grand Torino.
Excellent. And for extra credit, you remember the color?
Oh, yeah. Red with a white striped zebra stripe outside.
Very good. What's your favorite new car? Do you have one out there that you wouldn't mind having in your garage if you won the lottery?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me one right now for winning.
I wish I could.
Well, I tell you what, I've been a Ford guy forever. Actually, I have a 1970 Torino GT myself sitting in the garage, actually stored away. But you know what? Those new Camaros look really nice. I just saw a Shelby convertible today as I was driving down the road, and they look really nice, too. So I don't know, but you know what? I also like the Porsche 911, so I'm kind of a mixed bag here. I just like cars.
Well, you're a man after my own heart, no question about it. And maybe if you won the lottery, you could get all three. That's my dream, and be able to get a bunch.
I thought sure that you said whoever guesses this or has the right answer, gets the car.
What's the deal? Well, unfortunately, our advertising budget is a little bit limited in that area, but what we're going to do is we're going to put you in the running for a prize from the folks at Busted Knuckle Garage, and it's a great website, and Warren Tracy is the president, and he's going to come on. We're going to see if we can get him on next week, and he's going to give away at least one, if not several, prizes, and sometimes he's been known to give away prizes worth hundreds of dollars, Steve, so you never can tell. Depends on his mood.
Okay.
But hang on the line there for Matt. He's going to get all of your information, and I'm going to put you at the top of the barrel here and see if perhaps Warren pulls your name out of the hat. We'll continue our conversation with Cheryl Green, all about the L.A. Nice Foundation. So let's talk a little bit about some of the goals of the foundation. What are some of the things that you're trying to do with this, Cheryl?
Well, the first project was to mark her grave. She had passed away in 1984 and had been put in with a family grave due to some family circumstances that they didn't really care whether anybody knew where she was buried or not. And so they opened it up, tossed her ashes in, and closed it up, and nobody knew where she was. And this woman was a pioneer in motorsport. And so my first project was to mark her grave. And then as we go along, which that project will come to fruition on the 4th of September, 2010. But as we go along, I would like to raise funds to start supporting young women with an interest in driving race cars as a career and to get them into the proper training classes. Lynn St. James does a wonderful academy called the Women in the Winner's Circle Foundation Academy, and she has trained over 300 young drivers. Some of her graduates are Danica Patrick, Sarah Fisher, Melanie Troxell, and some of the new ones, actually, Jessica Brunelli is coming up, and Ashley Freeberg is coming up. And Lynn does a wonderful program. So it gives me something to support and to see the funding coming on up for those girls to get their chance, because they don't always have that funding.
So true, and perhaps we should tell our listeners a little bit more about some of the accomplishments of L.A. Nice. I mean, she was a prominent French auto racing legend and pioneer. As a matter of fact, she ran over 100 races, set a female speed record back in 1929, set a closed course endurance record. Matter of fact, that still stands. In 1930, she made an unprecedented 18-event tour of American racetracks, piloting primarily cars from Alfa and Bugatti. So certainly she is without doubt one of the world's great women race car drivers. I understand that at the ceremony, the folks from Bugatti are going to be exhibiting several examples of Bugatti motor cars that she drove on the track.
That's correct. The Club Bugatti France will be bringing cars. And we have also asked any of the people who are coming to the ceremony if they have their favorite vintage car, motorcycles, any sort of motored vehicle to bring them on. And we'll have a place to park them. And we're also going to ask them all to bring flowers, as many flowers as they can handle. And we're going to fill the cemetery with flowers for this woman who so loved flowers and so often had a bouquet of flowers placed on her car after the race, which was a very French thing to do. The women that won always had a bouquet of flowers on the hood of their car.
Excellent story. So the reaction from the car realm has been quite good. As you say, Club Bugatti France is stepping up to the plate. Anybody else of note?
Well, we had a nice story in the program for the Prescott Hill Climb this year. Ian Patton and the Bugatti Owners Group in England have been very supportive. And the British Women Race Car Drivers Group are sending a couple of people over, as well as the 1972 winner of the Monaco Grand Prix, Jean-Pierre Beltois, is going to be there. And Annie Sweesbo, who is a very famous Triumph Works driver and drove Ferrari as well as Porsche in the 50s and 60s. She's going to be there, and she's actually going to unveil the marker with me. And she's now 76 years old.
Oh, that's a great story. And once again, why don't you remind our listeners about where they can find out more online about your foundation, as well as the exact date and time and place of the ceremony?
Well, there are two places. I have a blog, which is on blogger.com. And the address there is the Helle Nice Foundation, which is HelleNice, and then foundation.blogspot.com, as well as HelleNice Foundation@gmail.com. They can reach me via email.
Excellent. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time here today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it as well.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to a gentleman from SportsCarDigest.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Fresh. Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today, or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for a gift idea, the folks at California Car Cover Company are giving you a discount. For many years, they've been a supporter of this your radio program, and they're offering just for another month or so 15% off any order. And if you haven't been to calcarcover.com, well, you haven't seen all kinds of cool stuff. They've got it all. They got clothing, they got memorabilia, they've got parts for your SUV and truck accessories. They've got lots of very unusual items. calcarcover.com. You see something you like, all you have to do is either call them up, place the order, or do it online. Put in my name, B-O-B-L-O-N-G, 15% right off the top. There you go. You can't lose. Right now, let's talk to the publisher of SportsCarDigest.com, and the gentleman's name is Jamie Doyle. He's the publisher. Jamie, welcome. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Let's begin with the basics here. What prompted you to start Sports Car Digest?
Sports Car Digest was basically born out of my frustrations. I would go onto the internet and search a good 10 to 15 websites to get all the information I needed. I'm at heart, I'm a classic car nut with a European bent, so I appreciate, and we have a lot of American cars on my site. Mostly it's a European bent, and so I would search 10 to 15 websites every day to get the information I need. And I thought to myself, surely there's a better way to do this. And so out of that, Sports Car Digest was born, where you're able to go onto the website and get the information, whether it be auctions, event coverage, so like the Pebble Beach Concours coming up, and then the vintage car racing. They also do a lot of profiles on old car races, old cars, and so on and so forth. It's growing by the day what we're covering, but our core coverage is auctions, events, and then vintage car races. So,
excellent. What was your first car that you owned, Jamie? Your first cool car?
My first cool car. My dad was a muscle car nut. So when I was in high school, we bought a 68 Plymouth Barracuda with a 340 six-pack engine and fixed that up. So I drove that through college, actually, and it was quite a fancy way to get through college. And then my first car that I ever purchased was an RX-7 Turbo.
Oh, wow.
Quite used, but it was a lot of fun. That was my first after college car, and then I've kind of gone all over the gamut since then, everything from Corvettes to Isto, Revoltas, Alfa Romeos, you name it. I've kind of had it or wanted it. And I currently have a new BMW in the house because I have kids in the house, so a little bit more practical nature.
I understand. I'm expecting my first child in September. So which BMW do you have?
I have the M3, so it's not exactly.
Not too bad. Very good.
Yeah, it's like M3 with a little car seat in the back, so it's great.
Is M3 sedan or the coupe?
Yeah, I did get the sedan, so I even went that route, too.
Good. Do you have the current generation, the V8 one or an earlier one?
I have the 2010, yeah, the current generation.
Boy, you're a man after my own heart. Excellent.
That's
a great car, 400 horsepower and, that amazing high-revving engine.
8,400 RPM breadline, so trust me, my 2.5-year-old says, vroom, daddy, vroom. He likes to hear it. So
that's great. Do you have the dual clutch transmission or do you have a manual?
I do. I do, the dual clutch.
I have not driven that, and I hear it's just spectacular.
I when I went into the dealership, I was certain that I was going to get the manual because I've always had one. But practical purposes and then just the ability that you can snap off shifts much quicker and much more efficiently than you could possibly ever dream of with a manual led me that way. It's an incredible transmission. So
definitely.
Highly recommend it.
You got a collectible item there because the next generation M3 is going to go back to a six-cylinder engine, probably a turbo six or some say
that's
supercharged, but BMW seems to be in a turbo way these days. But, boy, you got a great one there. Congratulations. So let's tell us a little bit more about Sports Car Digest. What kind of things are you covering there on the site, and what kind of car guy or girl does it appeal to?
Sure. Well, if the most recent profile we just did, we did a profile of the 1965 12 Hours of Sebring race. So not only is that a 5,000-word profile, but there's also 68 pictures that have never been seen before anywhere. So those are the type of stories that we like to unearth that are really not practical for traditional print media. 5,000 words is a little bit too much, and then 68 pictures is, again, not practical for print media. So the power of the Internet allows you to present that in a way that the reader doesn't get bogged down by the enormity of it, and that would truly be a 15-20 story, or 15 or 20 pages on the print media. So we're able to put it in a fashion that you can, mind you, reading 5,000 words does take you a little while, but that's the great thing about it. It's a story about Sebring. So we have that as a most recent story. And then we cover all around the world. We have photographers and writers that cover vintage car races in Europe, all the way through America. Upcoming, we have Monterey Car Week, which is a massive week that's based in Monterey, California, that has everything from several Concours events, culminating with the Pebble Beach Concours, which is the granddaddy of of the collector car world. You have many, many, I would say a dozen cars that will be worth $5 million or more, up to around 300 cars on 18th fairway at Pebble Beach Golf Links. So it's a really great event. So we have several photographers there, and then they also have vintage car races at Laguna Seca, which is, again, another preeminent event throughout the world. So that week is one that we'll really focus on, that hits everything, that also has several car auctions. I believe there are five different auction houses that will field auctions that week. So
it's amazing how it's grown. It certainly is. Yeah. I mean, it used to be just a handful of auctions, and now, like you say, there are more, and they're adding days. The Gooding auction is 2 days. The RM auction last year added the Thursday night affair.
They're doing that again this year.
This year with all Fords, and the Mecum auction has added an extra day as well. So it's really hard to kind of cover the territory there. It's such an invasion from all over the automotive world is ending right there on the Monterey Peninsula. So it can be a bit of a challenge just getting around.
It is, as an editor of Sports Car Digest, it's a logistical challenge just lining up the photographers, the writers, knowing that you really want to, each event in and of itself, if they just had that event, well, heck, you need at least a couple guys there to cover it because they're such great events. Well, you have, as we said, multiple events like that over 4 or 5 days. So, and they're all often at the same time. So it really is a logistical.
It's definitely a challenge. We're going to have more all about Sports Car Digest straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detail execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey, I just discovered a cool new website. It's called sportscardigest.com. And the publisher of that website, Jamie Doyle, is with us telling us all about it. And that's the truth, Jamie. I wasn't aware of your site, and I've been poking around here during the break. And you got lots of cool photographs, lots of great coverage there. Let's talk a little bit about how the publication, how the site has grown. Has it grown as you had hoped when you originally started this a while back?
It has. I actually gave myself 6 months. Started the publication in the beginning of the recession.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave myself 6 months to see what would happen, and without any advertising, just put the quality content online, see if someone came to the site. And I think the first month we had 31 visitors or some number like that, and I was very excited by it.
Yeah.
31 people actually came to my website. And so slowly but surely, we've just built a nice following initially in the United States. But now I believe over the last three months, our readers have been 54% of our readers have been outside of the United States. So we are truly worldwide. We cover events all the way through to Australia, New Zealand, in Asia, and then of course, you know, Western Europe is a major hotbed for classic cars. So a lot of our readers come there. So we're truly a worldwide publication now, and we've added staff. I mean, I never thought that would be possible, and we've done that. So we've grown to heights that I never thought were possible in really just about 2.5 years. So it's been very exciting.
It's a very interesting time in the automotive enthusiast media, certainly the print side of the publications. The print side of the world, I should say, has been hit pretty heavily. Lots of folks are pouring money into internet sites, and, you know, the radio area has been growing, but the advertising, again, the slices of the pie keeps getting a little bit smaller, and the automotive television shows, I mean, there are a number of them out there, and again, it's kind of a funky time and hard to really gauge with the economy being what it is. But where do you see the car enthusiast media going? What do you think, Jamie?
At the very least, I see it changing from where it is today or even 6 months from now. That's the one thing that I think I've gathered over the 2.5 years I've had Sports Car Digest, is that what I thought two and a half years ago is not true today. And with the introduction of the Apple's iPad, I honestly don't know where that takes the next realm of media. I hope magazines don't go away, because I surely enjoy to read them myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same with, you know, all the traditional media. I'm a typical car guy in that I can't get enough of it. So, and I think a lot of our subscribers and fans are the same way. They can't get enough of it. So I think that gives the ability for new entrants to come in. The only, you know, thing that you're eventually going to run out of is someone's time. So with me, I can't get enough of it, and hopefully that'll be the same. But how the avenue that someone gets their information, I don't know. You know, the cost of printing with, again, the decreased in advertising dollars, that makes it tough to run a little niche magazine, especially a little collector car ones. So, you know, the overhead that you have on the internet is a lot lower, which is, you know, beneficial to me. But of course, the advertising dollars tend to be less. So
yeah,
it's always this.
It's a catch 22.
It really is.
I mean, the wonderful thing about the online publications like yourself too, that you're not limited by a certain number of pages, which is great, because a lot of times in print publications, the story has to be X length, but you have the luxury of being able to do much more in-depth stories, perhaps much broader photography and more of it, more coverage photographically, and it gives you a lot of creative freedom. But it's definitely a funky time out there, and how everything is going to end up, I don't know myself.
No, I think you could make a lot of money if you could figure it out. But
yeah,
that is the problem. You're right, though, in that the internet. We just covered the Le Mans Classic, which is a biannual event, and it's a classic car event for cars that are racing the original 24 hours of Le Mans. And we had two photographers there, and they run for 24 hours, different groups, but they all run for 24 hours. And all together on our site, we have, hopefully I don't get this wrong, but I believe over 600 images. And they're all spectacular images. I mean, the 600 were chosen from, 5,000. So they're all spectacular images. And that type of media, again, you just can't get that in traditional print media, that type of coverage. And that does, you're right, the internet medium allows you to really show the full gamut, which is a neat thing.
You already gave us a little bit of a preview of what's coming up for the Monterey week, including the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, which happens exactly 2 weeks from today. And of course, we've got the event at the Quail that you mentioned. The Monterey Historics will be going on. I understand a number of reunions are going to be happening in Monterey as well.
There sure are. There's almost, it depends on the event. At Pebble Beach, the 75th anniversary of Jaguar will be celebrated, the 100th anniversary of Alfa Romeo. And both of those marks have history that just goes on and on and on. So it'll be really interesting to see how the cars that Pebble Beach is able to bring out. They bring out cars each year that you just can't even believe the history behind them. And we actually have a profile on the website tomorrow of a car that's a Delage D8 with a body by Divalars. So that's a lot of D's there. But it's a French-made car that was purchased in, I believe, 2007 at auction, and it's been restored since then, and it's making its post-restoration debut at Pebble Beach. And there's a lot of talk for that as best of show. The best of show at Pebble Beach is really and truly the in the Concours world, the biggest award possible. It's there's car guys who have an amazing amount of money to spend who just simply can't win that award. So it's a very rare award to win. And this is one of the early cars they're whispering about that might take the top prize. So we're profiling that tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see. But at the Monterey Reunion, which is now what used to be the Monterey Historic Vintage Races, and now the Monterey Reunion, they're going to have Bugattis. I think 35 of them are going to be in a race there. So your previous guest, we talked about all the Bugattis. I think a lot of those fans will be interested to see what's there at Monterey. It should be fascinating.
Yeah, it's just, as we touched on earlier, it's harder and harder to cover it all because there's just so many events going on. Is a subscription to Sports Car Digest 100% free?
It sure is. It sure is. It simply gets you a weekly, one email per week, comes on Thursday morning. And it's really just a compilation of what was on the website for the previous week. So we update the site at least 5 days a week. If there's a big event, we'll update on the weekend. So we'll, you know, for instance, in Monterey, there'll be 7 days a week for several weeks. But typically we update the site Monday through Friday, and then on Thursday, an email pops in your inbox that says, hey, if you haven't been on the site, here's what's been on the site the past 7 days. And it's real simple. We don't spam you, so you can sign up at the website at sportscardigest.com. And again, that's the only email you'll get from us. So it's pretty simple.
Very good. Well, let's remind everybody once again, it's 100% free, so check it out, sportscardigest.com. Jamie, I've really enjoyed talking with you, and I hope I get a chance to meet you perhaps in Monterey. If not, we'll do another interview with you down the road.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. Matter of fact, this edition of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, BobLongRadio.com and AutoWorldRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.